This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and executive director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, I want to talk about something pretty exciting, The Great Revolt. It's a book that chronicles what happened in 2016. How did Donald Trump, the most unlikely, by some lights, candidate, become president of the United States? And, of course, the Republican nominee along the way. Selena Zito has co-authored The Great Revolt with Brad Todd. Their subtitle tells you a little bit more about what the book is doing. Inside the Populist Coalition, Reshaping American Politics. And I certainly hope that you and I are both correct when we think, Selena, that this is a beginning of a reshaping, because the way it was going wasn't too good. Welcome aboard.
Well, thanks for having me. Well, when Brad and I started out on this book, we wanted the answer to this question. Was Donald Trump a fluke, or was this coalition that formed around him reshaping American politics? Did it reshape the Republican Party? And the conclusion that we came to is, yes, it did. That this is a force to be reckoned with that does not just impact the ballot box, but it also impacts commerce and culture, and that it is important, no matter what your political leanings are, even if you're apolitical, to sort of dive into The Great Revolt, because I don't know if you've read it yet, Larry, but it's an easy read, and it really does. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about the people who put him into office.
I think it's fascinating. It really is a marvelous chronicle of a cultural shift which seems to be going on, and which Donald Trump, whether he even saw it or not, who knows, maybe he just felt it was time for somebody that thought the way he did to belt it out and go do it. But the timing was perfect, and he caught the wave, and I think you're right. It's not just a Donald Trump wave, although maybe it will be for a better part of 8 years.
Well, if you read it, and as people read it, you will understand that Donald Trump did not cause this. He is the result of it.
Yep.
And it is interesting to me that people continue to ignore it or mock it. And so two things happen when my profession does that, and when culture does that, like the NFL or like Hollywood, when they make those types of decisions, they do not understand it. So they also make it. They also build it. They also make it. And that's the thing that they continue to miss. They continue to not understand, because they think that by dismissing it or mocking it or making fun of it or categorizing people as just this monolithic, old, white, dumb, uneducated, and bigoted, they miss the deeper nuances as to who is part of this coalition.
And as you point out in the book, by talking like that, the media, academia, Hollywood, whatever, that group of typical suspects, they actually solidify Trump's base, because they're accusing the voter. They're not just hitting Trump. They don't have any idea. And I think it's amazing that this late in the game, after so much has gone by, they're still clueless that it's not just Donald Trump, but but it's that Donald Trump awakened something that was waiting to happen. People that were fed up beyond belief. And finally, a guy comes along who talks like them, and they're on board right away.
And, you know, look, coalitions in this country typically change every 30 years. We're going on a longer run here. There's sort of the New Deal, Democrats versus the Goldwater conservatives, right? So small government, big government. That's been the tension since the 1930s. And in around 2012, President Barack Obama changed that. He cut out the New Deal Democrats for the ascending demographics, more minorities, more females, and younger people. And he believed that that was the future of the Democratic Party. Well, along the way, he cut out, a large, big chunk of people that had voted for Democrats, had voted for him. Two-thirds of the people in the Great Revolt voted for Barack Obama at least once, most of them twice.
And I find that stunning, but I accept that. I had seen that to some extent before I read your book, The Great Revolt. But it's truly amazing that the political elites in this country, so many of them still don't get it. And we've already made this point, but the more they criticize Trump and the more they say what a jerk he is and the deplorable voters that voted for him, keep it up, Hillary. The more you tell us we're deplorable, the more we're going to be locked into Donald Trump.
Right. Well, and when you read The Great Revolt, you find a lot of people struggle with their vote for him.
Yep.
A lot of them women because of his comportment. But it's not that they love him personally, but they love that it's a pragmatic choice. He has their back. And they believe for a very long time that no one in either party has had their back, has listened to them, has shared their priorities.
Yeah, I think that they saw a fighter. They saw a guy that meant what he said. And that, to me, was one of the big differences, that neither McCain nor Romney could be counted upon to defend anything they said. They were just wimps. They might be fighters, really ferocious in a Republican primary, but when it came to a general election, it sounded like a putty cat. They just rolled over and played dead. And here comes this guy that he was pretty tough, and it looked like he might be tough all the way through. And people put their money on him, and as you have said, and I was happy enough to vote for Trump. I was aware of his shortcomings, and frankly, given the alternative, it didn't bother me a bit what he was either alleged to have done or have actually done. I just wanted a guy like so many of the others that meant what he said, that was after the establishment, that understood that the establishment was both Republican and Democrat. They were the ones that had been treating us so terribly all this time. And so it was a great revolt, and I'm glad I lived to see it.
Well, populism in the modern era is very different from populist moments in our country beforehand. It is the healthy skepticism of all things big. So big government, big Hollywood, big news, big media, big entertainment, big sports. Why didn't anyone see that our, sort of independence and eliminating the curator for everything that we do in our spending lives, how we bank, how we shop, everything has changed. Why didn't people understand that that could also happen with how we vote? This is just an extension of that.
Yes. Well, a lot of folks that miss this, from what you've been able to tell and from what I've been able to see, still don't get it. They're refusing to accept what happened. And that's kind of the angry left that we see about us so often. We're coming up to a break. We're talking with Selina Zito, Z-I-T-O, and her book that with a co-author is The Great Revolt.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Selina Zito. Her book is The Great Revolt. And frankly, those of us that voted for Donald Trump are probably viewed as quite revolting by the establishment that got overturned. And frankly, as you observe in the book, and we've already mentioned, the more they hammer at how revolting we are, how deplorable we are, whatever might be, the more committed we're going to be to what we already did in 2016. Unless something I can't imagine happens, 2020 is going to be a pretty good year. 2018 is probably going to be a strange midterm because it's probably going to increase the Republican majority unless the Republicans are even more stupid than they usually are. But we'll see. That jury still hasn't come back.
Yeah, I see that, you know, the midterms are going to be interesting. I think that Republicans are going to lose House seats. I don't know that they lose the majority. I'm not on that blue wave bandwagon. But I think the Senate seats are where the true sort of measure of the intensity of the Trump coalition. And so that's what I'm going to keep my eyes on. Are states like Missouri, West Virginia, the Dakotas, Indiana. You know, there are 10 states that Donald Trump won by between 8 to 20 percentage points that have U.S. Senate seats up for grabs. I'm going to be watching those all summer.
And, for instance, Indiana, which you've already named, had a Republican governor by the name of Mike Pence. So it could be that Democrat senator that's in that Senate seat is somewhat of an anomaly. And all this is going to get sorted out this year. But frankly, I'm surprised you don't think that the Republicans could even pick up House seats. I don't have any scientific basis for that assumption, but I think it's at least possible because the Democrats are behaving in such a bizarre fashion that they may hand that gift to the Republicans. Again, even though the Republicans probably don't deserve it, they may be giving it by a bunch of spoiled brats who are having a nonstop fit, a tantrum, and no amount of spanking, apparently, that they've received so far politically has dissuaded them from their rather strange behavior.
Well, the House is always sort of hard to predict, and especially if there's a wave. And I detect a wave. I do not detect a wave yet for either party. So I'm going to wait till I get out on the road and start, you know, going to these different swing districts to see what's truly happening in the areas where these members of Congress live. So I'm going to hold off on that. But I do think that the Senate seats are going to be, it's going to be like the Wild Wild West, and it's going to be a crazy election night on that front.
Well, I will defer to your expertise in assessing those House seats because that was a lot of the book. It was a fascinating device that you all had chosen when you wrote The Great Revolt. You would frequently personalize a group of voters, and so you'd get Joe Schmo, steel worker, Joe Schmo, small businessman, or Mary housewife, whatever, and then use that individual to represent something that was really moving, oftentimes unbeknownst to the elites in a particular district or group of districts. And that was a fascinating device that you used.
Well, what we did is I drove out to the 10 different counties that voted Obama-Trump in the Great Lakes Midwest of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan.
That's more than Hillary Clinton did, isn't it?
That's true. And I interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people. I did not fly. I didn't take any interstates. It was only back roads. So I was able to understand what was happening in the rings surrounding those counties where there was a big flip. And I only stay in bed and breakfast. So the first person that I meet in the town is a small business person. And I randomly interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people. And then Brad and I used polling data to make sure that we had this correct of self-identified Trump voters. And we broke them down into 7 of the most surprising archetypes of people that that the pundits and the pollsters and the reporters missed who voted for Trump. So there are the Rotary Reliables, there's the Girl Gunpowder, there's the King's Irish Christian, there's the Paroistas. You know, there's seven different types, and these are the voters, the archetypes, that are the ones I'm going to keep my eyes on as this, as both 2018 and 2020 are upon us.
Well, it seems like a very workable framework for categorizing the way people think as voters, and it tells a lot about what is going on in their lives and it's the decisions that they're making. So I think that alone would be very helpful to anybody trying to understand what has happened and does it have any legs? Is it going to continue beyond the Trump first term? All those very legitimate questions, I think, can be seen, can be answered substantially by looking at what was going on in the minds of the, from what people said that they were thinking about, people that voted for Trump, perhaps somewhat reluctantly, in spite of things about him, and yet they had just reached a point where they saw no alternative but to vote for Donald Trump. Will that continue? And your analysis of these voters makes me think that unless something really unexpected at the moment occurs, he's going to be in pretty good shape electorally.
Well, my assessment of what would have a voter turn on him is pretty simple. If he becomes part of the swamp, which he's never going to become part of the swamp.
It doesn't look like it now. I don't think he'd be welcome if he tried to get a membership.
So that would be, you know, as long as one of the people in the book says, as long as Trump keeps being Trump, he's not going to lose me.
And so Trump becomes the only guy that could cost Trump support.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the only person.
One thing that I found kind of fascinating, and I guess maybe to a certain extent it described me as well, I voted for Trump in spite of various things that I saw, but I saw somebody that, as far as I could tell, had fought Republicans and Democrats alike in the elite, and that his war against the elite, or the swamp, maybe a more current term, seemed to be something that was visceral with him. I don't think I would ever accept an explanation of Donald Trump as a conservative philosophically. He just doesn't like the establishment elite, and man, is he settling scores. See what you think about that when we get back from the other side of this break. So we'll continue talking with Selena Zito, the Great Revolt.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
It was Dan Rather that years ago, when a Republican Congress got elected, refer to the American people having a temper tantrum. I guess the pushback on that was strong enough that nobody used that when Trump got elected. That term didn't come up that I know of, but I think maybe that's what the elite was thinking, that, the little children are misbehaving again. They're having a temper tantrum, and they continue to react against the Trump voter almost in a personal, visceral way. And as we've mentioned already, this seems to be a very good recipe for locking in the Trump vote. And as we were saying, just as we headed into the break, the only way really that Trump can lose is for Trump to turn on Trump. As long as he stays the course and remains the anti-establishmentarian that I think, or the anti-swamp, to use today's terminology, type of guy, he's probably got a good lock on it, and he's probably going to have coattails. We can disagree on how long they might be, but I do think he's not going to see the Republican base washed out from under him.
Well, you know, to your point before we went to break, you said that he blew up the establishment on both sides, and you're absolutely correct. He did not, if you remember correctly, he refused to go on to do a couple of debates. He would threaten to not sign, to unsign the pledge that he signed, that he might threaten to run as an independent. I mean, what Donald Trump did was really unique. He blew up both political parties. And that has never been done before, and that is why the Great Revolt is so important, to understand the tenacity and the elastic elasticity of these voters and what happens next. I mean, there are other frontiers out there that are going to be impacted by this coalition. It doesn't just stay in the ballot box. You know, the NFL has seen a 34% drop in its favorability among voters. You see what happened to Dick's Sporting Goods. You've seen what happened to Starbucks. You know, people don't want commerce dictating to them how to think, and they don't like commerce, you know, sort of becoming political, and they fight back with their pocketbook. And the implications have been real. The impact has been real. You see that Dix is having is having a tough time of it. You see that Starbucks is closing stores. You know, I never sort of understand the decision to, you know, alienate, you know, anywhere between 50 to 70% of your clientele, because you wanted to get involved in social justice. I mean, the NFL has decided that they're not a sports entity any longer. They are an NFL. They are a social justice entity. These decisions made by corporations, but also by politicians and governments for the past few generations, have all been centrally located in either Washington or New York or LA or Chicago. Well, think about where the headquarters of the NFL is.
You know, I'd never thought about it until I saw it in your book. Yeah, they're in Manhattan, for goodness sake.
Yeah, Park Avenue in Manhattan. Maybe they should rethink that and be located in Canton, Ohio, where they have the Hall of Fame. I think then they would have – there's not enough diversity in any of these sort of big cultural institutions. Which also
that is such a delicious charge to hear you say that these diversity-minded folks don't have enough diversity.
No, they don't. I mean, it's not just minorities. It's also – they don't have enough people that went to a state school. They don't have enough people that sit in a pew on Sunday. They don't have enough people that own a gun. They don't have enough people that go hunting. You know, that's also part of cultural diversity. And if you don't have that in your boardroom or on your senior staff, if you're an elected official, or in the White House or in Hollywood, and you're, you know, sort of making these decisions as to what's going to be on the fall lineup, then you're losing people. And so that is sort of the, well, those kinds of entities, which is pretty much everything, is going to have an impact from this coalition. That's why the Great Revolt is so important in understanding all these nuances.
It's really fascinating to see how the politically correct establishment is losing support. One of Trump's first declarations of war was against the media. And no Republican, probably no politician, would have thought of doing that. And yet I think he's winning. I think the media is realizing that they've got to come to heel, and they'd better, if they don't learn it, if they continue to do what they've been doing up until now, so many of them, they're just, and that the NFL, which, you know, you think of somewhat macho, after all, these are pretty big guys, full of muscles, but apparently they think like twinks, and they have developed a business model that seems to be suicidal, and it's just amazing that I don't know that they've got it yet. Maybe one or two of the owners sounds pretty sensible, but so many of the players and maybe some of the owners really would rather continue kneeling. And I'm kind of reminded of a drawing I saw one time that depicted the last great act of defiance. It's a field mouse flipping off an eagle as it swoops in to gobble him up.
Yeah.
And that's what these kneelers are doing. That last great act of defiance. And they're going to get wiped out.
Well, it is an interesting decision that they've made. They've made just a number of PR blunders. And it is clear through these PR blunders two things. But they don't have enough people in their decision makers that have backgrounds that are outside of New York or Washington or LA or Chicago. And it's also clear that they have a labor problem. It appears that they are unwilling to challenge either of those problems. And as they continue to do that, I fear that that decision making is going to cause the loss of revenue. And, you know, it's not just players then that lose money. You know, their decisions that they're making are impacting small businesses and people that make the t-shirts. People that have bars around stadiums.
Or the guy that sells the hot dogs at the stadium.
Right. Like their decision isn't just impacting their bottom line. They're impacting a lot of small businesses and a lot of people who are innocent, participators in their decisions. And so, you know, I think that the best thing for the NFL to do is get their act together. Unfortunately, I've seen no signs that they're willing to embark on that.
And when you put it that way, it really is a shame that they are so hard-headed and committed to their social justice, as we put it in our day, because where's the social justice in wiping out all these little small businesses? That doesn't strike me as terribly socially justice-minded.
Again, more diversity is definitely needed within a whole bunch of cultural institutions. That's why there's such an unhealthy skepticism, a healthy skepticism, but a complete lack of trust.
Well, let's pick it up there. We're coming into another break. Talking with Selena Zito, the great revolt inside the populist coalition reshaping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Selena Zito, and we're talking about her book, The Great Revolt. And it is a chronicle of how average folks, many of whom had been kind of ignored by the establishment for a long time, held in disdain if they were even considered by the establishment, got together and formed a great revolt, not necessarily had a meeting to do it, but just seemed to have collectively decided, I've had it, that's enough, I'm not going to go along with the program anymore. And one of the things that seems to have been so problematic for the establishment is Donald Trump's tweets, and he's even supporters have often said, well, you know, I like the guy, but this tweets are just, I wish he would stop that. And yet, when you think about it, aren't the tweets one of the main ways he got elected? Isn't it the way he got around the establishment media that Romney and McCain and other Republicans had kowtowed to, and look how it worked out for them? Donald Trump does this end run with his tweets, and now he's tweeting from the White House. What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, as we know in the book, he's the first iPhone president. He's the first smartphone president. Now, that doesn't mean there weren't smartphones when Bush and Obama were in office, but they didn't do it the way he did. And it goes back to what I was talking about curators. We've eliminated curators in our lives in almost everything. It used to be that Sears, you know, was the go-to place to get your appliances, to get your kids' clothes. You got the Wish book in September. And they decided what brands you use. There was no choice. There were Tough Kids. I think it was Tough Kids, the clothing. The Kenmar was the were the appliances. Craftsman were the tools, and they curated it. You went in and bought it. They don't they don't do that anymore. We can go on, we can use our phone, we can look at a washer or dryer that we want, whatever brand we want, it's in our house today. Same goes with how we consume news. You know, it used to be that we read a newspaper, and the newspaper decided what was on the front page, what was in the living section, what was in the editorial. Now we just go on our phone, and we decide what we want to read. And it's just astounding to me that people didn't think that that was going to eventually happen in our politics. And it did. We bypassed the establishment parties. Both parties are much weaker now. And we made the decision on our own who we were going to vote for. And you saw the problems that the Democrats faced with Bernie Sanders, and you saw the problems that the Republicans faced with Donald Trump. No more was the party going to tell people who to vote for. They don't need the curator.
That is so delicious. I don't know if anybody but Donald Trump can do it with the tweets, because he seems to have developed that sense for where he's just a little bit outrageous, maybe a lot sometimes, but not so much so that it really is self-defeating. It just, his outrageousness enables him to command the news cycle. And I'm not sure that some of these plain vanilla Republican types, and probably Democrats too, get that.
No, I'm not quite sure if they've caught on. Some have. Some understand what happened, but not everyone. It's going, when you disrupt a political order in the way that the American voters have on both sides of the aisle. Look at the House race last week in New York. You know, Democratic voters are off in a primary the guy who was supposed to be Nancy Pelosi's replacement. I mean, I've been reporting this forever. The Democrats have a problem. The Democrats have a problem. And, you know, people just say, oh, they're fine, you know. No, they're not. They're going through the same, not the same realignment, but they're going through their own realignment. And the media, my profession, as well as the establishment types, do not accept it. And I believe when you do not accept it, you accept it. You enter into a sort of bargain with yourself at your own peril.
You know, for a while I carried in my wallet a card that looked just like a credit card. And on it, it said, I'm sorry, but your card is not accepted here any longer. Your race card has expired. And it seems to me from what you're finding is that indeed it's not just in Larry Press' wallet. It's as a political phenomenon. The race card seems to have expired more and more places across the country.
Well, the issue of race has always been a delicate one in this country. We've not really ever been able to handle it. And when it's used to beat people over the head with, to try to make them, you know, feel bad or think their way, it's incredibly unhelpful. And the Democratic Party has used race for a long time in that manner. Mm-hmm. And eventually, you know, the people that are being used are going to resent being used that way. And I think you see that with the Democratic Party of today, especially among minorities. They're like, oh, you know, wait a minute, you guys, stop using us. Stop treating us this way. Stop being disrespectful. Stop turning everything into race. Or we're gonna go with something different. And a lot of them, if you look at the results in the Bronx last week, you saw them going for something different.
Well, it seems that geographically and culturally, the more and more enthusiastic, hardcore, maybe we could say extreme liberal, that's coming to dominate the the Democrat Party has painted itself into a narrower and narrower area from which they have very little room to maneuver, and they're living in what you so aptly call super zips, affluent areas where everybody thinks alike, kind of like Al Gore or Karl Marx or whatever, and they just see the world the same way through the same lenses, and it's harder and harder for them to see what's going on in the rest of the country.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and that's never when we encase ourselves in bubbles, it's never healthy, because we're not sympathetic and understanding and mindful of people who have different priorities in politics. And when you push people out, then you lose your coalition.
Well, one of the things that I take away from your book is that the media really was one of the big losers this year, already have been and probably will continue to be one of the big losers. They're kind of like the dead man walking. They're clinically dead, but they don't know it yet. That seems to be something that I think is going to have quite a bit of an impact on our politics, because you've already pointed to when we get our news now, increasingly we go to www.fill-in-the-blank for our own news.
Right. I mean, my profession is too centralized, again, in New York and Washington, L.A., and Chicago. Now, part of that has to do with the fact of the death of local newspapers. You know, used to be that you would get your national politics from a local reporter who understood both what was happening, but also understood the community. As smaller and mid-sized newspapers have closed or have become part of larger conglomerates, that being in touch with and understanding, whether it's a newsprint reporter or a television reporter, when you lose that local touch, perspective as to what the community wants to know or see or hear.
Well, losing touch seems to be one of the takeaways from what's been happening. The establishment seems to be losing touch, and maybe they're just going to lose control. Boo-hoo. Thank you, Selena Zito.
Thanks,
a great revolt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.